Welcome back to The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry today. Are you done with your Christmas shopping? Going to run out to the mall and do some last-minute gift buying? Well, you're going to have to decide, of course, whether you use credit card or cash or your bank card. And for a lot of people, that's a no-brainer. It doesn't make much of a difference when you're at the cash register. But it sure matters to merchants, the people selling you your gifts. Earlier this month, a federal judge ruled in a class action lawsuit that businesses can charge customers fees when using Visa or MasterCard credit cards. Not long after that, American Express reached a similar settlement, but only agreeing to it on the condition that other credit cards and other charge card users will also have the same ruling placed on them. And then the question is, what does that mean for you? Well, to get an answer to that question, hopefully we're joined by Mallory Duncan, Senior Vice President and General Counsel for the National Retail Federation. We'll also be joined in a moment by a small business owner in Brooklyn. Don Casal owns One Girl Cookies in New York. But Mallory Duncan, let me start with you. Hello.
Hi there.
Well, what does this settlement mean? Does this mean for me, the customer, when I do my last minute shopping, that if I use my Visa card, that you, the merchant, or at least the people who are part of your organization, can charge me a dollar more?
It means that on paper, but it probably won't mean that in practice for most consumers most of the time. Retailers view surcharging as a bad idea. It's not something we particularly sought. It's cumbersome. It's consumer unfriendly. And it doesn't solve the underlying problem of out-of-control swipe fees. But nevertheless, a very few small businesses may decide to do it.
Charge customers more because the banks are charging the businesses when I, the customer, use a card.
That's right. Every time a card is swiped at a merchant, there is a hidden fee that's assessed against the merchant. Now, these fees are set essentially by Visa and MasterCard, and they've been rising astronomically. They now actually exceed most merchants' net profit. So there's been a clamor to bring the fees down. Competition would be the way to do that. Instead, in this settlement, the lawyers for the card companies and lawyers for some retailers got together and agreed that they would be given the permission to charge customers. If someone were to go out and buy a big screen television and charge that on their card, the card could take 2-3% of the transaction. That means $20 for what is essentially a 1 or 2 second telephone call. They're astronomical fees, and unfortunately, they get rolled into the price of everything consumers buy.
Joseph Saunders, chairman and CEO of Visa, said in a statement, "We believe settling this case is in the interest of all parties and that Visa is comfortable with the terms of the settlement."
Of course Visa's happy with this settlement. Look, you have some class action attorneys, and they will do very well. They've asked for fees of approximately $500 million. And the judge, who's probably frustrated with this big rambling case, gets it off his desk, so it's not on his docket, but he's doing that at a horrible cost to merchants and the public. And we think, ultimately, this is a very bad idea.
Thank you, Mallory Duncan.
Certainly. Thank you.
Mallory Duncan is Senior Vice President and General Counsel for the National Retail Federation. Let's hear from the little guy now, or the little gal, if I may, small business owner Don Casal. Don owns One Girl Cookies in Brooklyn, New York. Hi, Don.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Well, you're the little guy in this situation. We heard from the big guys, from Visa and from the National Retail Federation. What does it mean for you when I use my credit card to buy cookies? Are you getting squeezed?
Oh, certainly. I think any small retailer would agree that that the fees are really they're really detrimental to business, and they make it really hard as a retailer to accept cards, and especially on small amounts for small purchases, which a lot of purchases at my store are, you know, a cup of coffee or a few cookies.
Yeah, well, let's get specific. I come in, let's say $5 on a big cookie and a cup of coffee. That's probably realistic. I use my Visa card. What does that mean for you? How much is the fee embedded in there?
It's probably up to about 4% when you have all of the different fees. And I think that's the bigger issue here, is that there are a number of different fees that are compounded. So you're really looking at about 4 or 5% on a very small purchase where there isn't a lot of profit margin already.
Does that mean then, Don Cassell, that you're going to move to two-tiered pricing? I use my credit card, I get charged $5.20, and if I don't, I get charged $5?
You know, it's so hard to say, and I think my husband is my business partner, and we're really torn about this issue. You know, as a consumer, obviously, we look at it from a consumer standpoint as well, because we are consumers, and so that doesn't make us so happy. I mean, even as a retailer, we're a small neighborhood business, and our customers aren't going to be happy about it. And so I think we just really are going to test the waters and see what the rest of the climate is like, and then make a decision based on what other retailers in the neighborhood are doing.
Other retailers, and are you looking at your coffee shop competition down the street, I assume, to see what they're doing?
Exactly. I mean, everybody, we live we have two shops. Both of them are in commercial areas where there are a lot of other retailers. And I think we're just going to put our antenna up and see how they're handling this situation and probably follow suit so that we're at least not the ones that are really upsetting the customers and the only ones upsetting customers. But if everyone is doing it, we'll feel maybe a little bit more comfortable taking that route.
And I've seen some signs in retailers in my neighborhood on this very issue, sometimes humorous, saying, hey, don't blame me, I'm the little guy. Visa and MasterCard mean I have to charge you more, or $15 minimum, that kind of thing. That sounds like where you might be headed.
Well, the thing about the minimum, actually, which is a great point, is we're really, you know, as per our agreement with the credit card companies, not allowed to be charging a minimum. Frankly, I would have much preferred to have seen the decision go in that direction and address the issue of minimums.
All right, Don, we got to leave it there, and I really appreciate it. That's Don Cassell, the little guy in this story, owner of One Girl Cookies in Brooklyn, New York. Don, thank you.
Thank you.